The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Rise and shine, 7:30. Welcome back, everybody. Now, welcome to the Feast of Pentecost. Pentecost, one of the three biggest feast days of the year. This feast day today, it's on the par, it's in the same league as Christmas and Easter. It's just that almost nobody knows it, okay? Like, I teach people their faith when they're thinking about converting to the Catholic faith, and I teach 7th graders and 8th graders and 9th graders their faith when they're getting ready for the Sacrament of Confirmation. And I ask them, "What's Christmas?" Everybody knows what Christmas is. I ask them, "What's Easter?" Everybody knows what Easter is. I ask them, "What's Pentecost?" Blank stare. Might as well be speaking Chinese, right? Have no idea. So let's understand what Pentecost is, okay? Listen, Pentecost was a Jewish feast before it was a Christian feast. Still is. They celebrate it to this day in Judaism. It's just that they call it Shavuot. And it's a celebration of the day that God gave the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. It's 50 days after the first Passover. Okay? So you remember, Moses leads the people out of slavery in Egypt after the first Passover through the Red Sea. And they come to Mount Sinai, and there on Mount Sinai, God gives Moses the law. That's the first Pentecost. Well, our Christian Pentecost, it's very similar to that, because today is the day that God gave the law to the apostles by sending in the Holy Spirit. A law not written on two stone tablets like the Ten Commandments. This law was written in their hearts. Law didn't come from Mount Sinai, it came from Mount Zion in Jerusalem, but it was 50 days after Jesus rose from the dead, setting us free from the real slavery, right? Leading us to the real promised land. And you hear it described in the first reading. So the apostles are gathered together in Jerusalem for the great feast day. They're all together for the Feast of Pentecost, and they're all huddled together in fear. Why are they huddled together in fear? Because they were known accomplices of a convicted and executed criminal. And all the people are gathered down below in the streets. They're from dozens of different countries. And they're huddled together in fear because they're afraid they might get arrested and crucified next. Then suddenly the Holy Spirit shows up, as you heard in the first reading, and everything changes. Came like the sound of a rushing wind, and tongues of fire appeared over their heads. And St. Peter burst forth from that closed-up room and preached the gospel to all the people gathered in the streets below. And he said, "People of Jerusalem, listen to what I have to say." It was the first time the gospel was ever proclaimed, and he was so powerful and so convicted. Well, the scriptures tell us that 3,000 people asked to be baptized that day. You only hear a little bit about that in your first reading, but if you could hear the longer reading, that was the first ever Pentecost. But what happened to Peter's fear? Gone. Gone. St. John once said, "Perfect love casts out fear." And the Holy Spirit is perfect love. And everything changed that day. They call it the birthday of the church. Why do they call it the birthday of the church? Well, because this was the day the church came alive. Imagine this, just a few minutes before Pentecost, before the Holy Spirit came. Everything in the church was in place. It was all perfectly in place. You had the apostles and the apostolic structure and the authority. And you had the seven sacraments. And you had the full teaching of Jesus. Everything was there. But it didn't have any life. Not until the Holy Spirit came. Imagine for a moment a sailboat. Just try to imagine a sailboat. Perfect. Imagine you have the perfect sailboat. You got the perfect hull. You got the perfect mast. You got the perfect rudder. Everything's perfect, but without a stiff breeze, it doesn't do you any good at all. Might as well be a low-rent apartment, right? Imagine a campfire. Imagine the perfect campfire. You got the perfectly dried-out wood, and you got the, you know, the perfect tinder and the perfect kindling, and everything's there except for a spark. Without a spark, it does you no good at all. The Holy Spirit is the spark of the church. The Holy Spirit is like the wind that fills a sail. And that's why this feast day is such a big deal. You know, Christmas, we say it's Emmanuel, God with us, right? That's Christmas. Easter, you could say that Easter is God for us. Because, you know, he died on the cross and rose from the dead for us. Pentecost is God in us. And you could say that it's for this purpose that everything else happened. Why was Jesus born? Why did he teach? Why did he suffer and die and rise and ascend into heaven? So that the Holy Spirit could dwell in you. That's why this feast day is such a big deal. And when this feast day is celebrated, we need to appreciate it and recognize what a difference it makes when the Holy Spirit is in us. You know, you look around the church in our world today, and don't we need another Pentecost? Boy, we need it bad. But the only way that's ever going to happen is if the Holy Spirit has been given to you in baptism, has been given to you in confirmation. You've already got the gift. If the Holy Spirit is someone you welcome, and when you do, let me tell you, it makes all the difference. Tell you a little story, okay? I've told this story to my daily Mass people. I've never yet told it to a Sunday Mass crowd, I don't believe. And that was a story of when Mother Teresa of Calcutta came to speak at my high school. A bunch of years ago, okay? Now try to imagine this. 1,600 high school students assembled in a mandatory assembly in an auditorium. And up comes this little nun, however many years old, and not even 5 feet tall. She gets up to speak at the microphone. And she says the simplest things. Things like, you have to discover the joy of serving Jesus in one another. Things like, pray with your heart and you'll know the love of Jesus in your heart. And you could have heard a pin drop. It was absolutely astonishing, the most powerful thing you've ever heard. Why was it powerful? Because of the Holy Spirit. Listen, I could have taken the same microphone, could have said the same words. It wouldn't have had a millionth of the effect. It was like wind hitting a sail. And then you should have heard the question and answer session. After she was done speaking, they lined up at the microphone and they asked things like, tell us, how can we be more like Jesus? Tell us, Mother, how can we be holy? These are teenagers. You want to receive that power? Cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Now, I always like to tell people something practical that they can do to put into practice the things that I talk about here in the Gospel on Sunday. But when it comes to the Holy Spirit, when it comes to Pentecost, I can't really do very much for you there. There's no simple 7-step process that you can go home and put into practice. No checklist that you can tick off. But there's one thing that I can do for you. I can direct your attention to the very first person who ever said yes to the Holy Spirit in her life, and that's the Blessed Mother. Remember when that happened? It was at the Feast of the Annunciation. And the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Or I could paraphrase his words. The angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and said, "Mary, I got a job for you to do.
I got a mission for you from God Himself. Are you willing to do that? And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me as you say. And it changed the whole world. You want to welcome the Holy Spirit into your life, learn to listen for God's inspiration and say that from your heart every time. Let it be done unto me as you say. I don't know what that's going to do in your life. In fact, I can promise you it's going to be unpredictable. Mary had no idea what she was getting herself into. And when Peter burst forth from those chambers in which he was locked up on that first Pentecost Sunday, he had no idea what was going to happen to him. He put it in God's hands. All he did was say yes. And every time someone says yes, you know what's going to happen? You are going to change your world. That's what's going to happen. You will change your world by saying yes. I like to think about the lives of the saints with regard to this. They change their whole world. For example, I can say to you here this morning, Assisi. The town in Italy, Assisi. I say to you, Assisi, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? St. Francis. He changed his world so much, you can't even mention the name of his town without thinking of him. I say to you, Calcutta. What comes to your mind? Mother Teresa, right? You can't even mention the name of the city without bringing to mind the... And these were not powerful or wealthy or important people. They're just little folks who said yes with all their heart, 100% of the time, and it changed their world. I can't think about Loyola without thinking about St. Ignatius. I mean, I can't think about Siena without thinking about St. Catherine. Are you ready to have that happen to you too? I'm not going to say they're going to all think about Fredericksburg whenever they think about you. Okay, but we wouldn't want that anyway. But I will say this, you will change your world. And all you have to do is you have to learn how to say this from your heart. You hear the inspiration of God. Maybe it's to withhold an unkind word. Maybe it's to offer a helping hand, whatever it might be. Say this with the Blessed Mother. Let it be done unto me as you say. And then hang on for the ride. Because the Holy Spirit is going to do great things through you. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth, starting right here. Amen.